Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily for April 20, 2026. I'm your host, and joining me as always is our technical analyst. We've got a focused but meaty show today. AMD's ROCm ecosystem is seeing some exciting developer tooling updates, and we'll also be keeping an eye on the broader GPU landscape. Our top story, FlyDSL is expanding its nightly will support to Python 3.12 and 3.13, and there's a brand new ROCm blog post walking developers through the whole setup.
That's right, and this is genuinely exciting news for developers who've been watching FlyDSL mature. For listeners who missed our coverage of the original FlyDSL introduction, let me give a quick recap. FlyDSL is AMD's Python-native GPU kernel development framework, built on top of MLIR and LLVM-based compilation.
So the pitch is essentially write GPU kernels in Python, get compiled performance out the other side?
Exactly. And the key word there is Python native. This isn't a thin wrapper or a transpiler in the traditional sense. FlyDSL uses MLIR as its intermediate representation, which means it's plugging into a very serious, production-grade compiler infrastructure. The Python layer is genuinely expressive, not just syntactic sugar.
So what's new today specifically? The blog post is titled Getting Started with FlyDSL Nightly Wheels on ROCm, walk us through what's actually changed.
The big headline is that pre-built nightly wheels are now available for both Python 3.12 and Python 3.13. Previously, if you wanted to experiment with FlyDSL, you were essentially looking at building from source, which means compiling LLVM and MLIR locally. And I cannot stress enough how painful that process is. We're talking hours of build time, gigabytes of dependencies, and a non-trivial amount of debugging just to get started.
So AMD has taken that burden off the developer's shoulders.
Completely. And the installation story is now remarkably clean. Upoint pip or UV at AMD's hosted Python package index, specifically rockm.frameworks-nightlies.amd.com, and you're done. One command. The wheels are pre-built and, critically, pre-validated on actual GPU hardware before they're published.
Let's talk about that validation piece, because I think that's an underappreciated part of this story.
It really is. The blog post includes a pipeline flowchart, and the CI/CD flow has three stages: build, test, and publish. The test stage is running the full FlyDSL test suite on real hardware, specifically MI325 and MI355 GPUs. So when you install a nightly wheel, you're not getting a compiled but untested artifact. You're getting something that has passed hardware-backed validation.
That's a meaningful quality bar. What hardware configurations are actually supported?
The supported GPUs are AMD Instinct MI300X and MI325X, that's GFX 942 in the architecture naming, and the newer MI350X and MI355X, which are GFX 950. The wheel URL actually encodes those architecture targets directly, GFX 942 GFX 950. And on the ROCm side, you need ROCm 7.1 or 7.2. There's an interesting note in the blog that ROCm 7.13 is not yet supported, which suggests there are some compatibility nuances the team is still working through.
Let's dig into the Python version story, because there's actually a mapping here between Python version and ROCm version.
Right, and this is worth paying close attention to. Python 3.12 maps to ROCm 7.1, and the recommended container is the ROCm PyTorch image built on Ubuntu 24.04 with PyTorch 2.9.1. Python 3.13, on the other hand, maps to ROCm 7.2, with PyTorch 2.10.0. So if you're deciding which Python environment to use, your ROCm version is going to drive that decision.
And AMD is explicitly recommending the container path for getting started?
Yes, and I think that's the right call. The blog offers two paths, bare metal install and container-based, but it explicitly labels the container approach as recommended. The Docker images from AMD's ROCm PyTorch registry come with ROCm, Python, and PyTorch preconfigured. You're essentially getting a validated, reproducible environment out of the box, which dramatically reduces the works on my machine problem.
Let's talk about the version naming convention, because I actually found this quite elegant.
It's a clean scheme. The format is base version, plus sign, then date in YYYYMMDD format, then a dot, then a short git commit hash. So for example, FLYDSL equals 0.1.1 plus 20260323.77E1352 tells you exactly what you're running. It's FlyDSL version 0.1.1, built on March 23, 2026, from that specific commit. If you hit a regression, you can pin to a known good build trivially.
That's a mature approach to nightly artifact versioning. You can reproduce your environment exactly, which matters a lot in research and production ML contexts.
Absolutely. And it also means that if the FlyDSL team ships a breaking change in a nightly and you catch it, you have everything you need to file a precise bug report referencing the exact commit. That feedback loop is crucial for an actively developed project.
The blog mentions that the team is using UV as the recommended package installer rather than pip. For listeners who aren't familiar, can you explain that choice?
Sure. UV is a modern Python package manager written in Rust. It's dramatically faster than pip for dependency resolution and installation. For a project like FlyDSL where you're pulling from a custom index with GPU-specific wheels, faster resolution matters. It also handles virtual environments cleanly. That said, the blog makes clear that pip works fine if that's your preference. UV is the recommendation, not a requirement.
Now, stepping back for a moment, why does FlyDSL matter strategically for AMD?
This is the bigger picture question, and I think it's important. AMD has historically had a software ecosystem challenge. ROCm has come a long way, but the developer experience for writing custom GPU kernels on AMD hardware has lagged behind CUDA. FlyDSL is part of AMD's answer to that problem. By giving developers a Python-native abstraction that compiles through MLIR to efficient AMD GPU code, they're lowering the barrier to writing optimized kernels without requiring developers to be expert HIP programmers.
And the MLIR Foundation is interesting, because that's not AMD proprietary technology.
Right, MLIR is an open-source compiler infrastructure that originated at Google and is now part of the LLVM project. AMD is building FlyDSL on top of this proven foundation rather than inventing something entirely custom. That's a smart bet. It means FlyDSL benefits from the broader MLIR ecosystem's improvements, and it means the compiled output is getting fed into one of the most sophisticated compiler backends available.
The blog also teases what's coming next. What's on the roadmap?
The post mentions three forward-looking priorities: expanding GPU target support beyond the current GFX 942 and GFX 950 targets, improving kernel performance, and deepening integration with the PyTorch ecosystem. That last one is particularly interesting. Tighter PyTorch integration would mean developers can write FlyDSL kernels and drop them into PyTorch training loops more seamlessly, which is where most of the real workloads live.
Now, let's briefly acknowledge the broader GPU news cycle today, because there were some notable developments from the competitive landscape worth mentioning.
Indeed. NVIDIA had two significant announcements. First, they're showcasing AI-driven manufacturing at Hannover Messe 2026 this week, running April 20th through the 24th in Germany. The showcase covers digital twins built on Omniverse and OpenUSD, vision AI agents using their Metropolis libraries, and humanoid robots on factory floors. Several interesting partnerships on display there, including ABB, Siemens, Dassault Systèmes, and others.
And the second NVIDIA story?
That's the Adobe and WPP collaboration around agentic AI for marketing workflows. The headline here is NVIDIA's new OpenShell Secure Runtime, a policy-governed, containerized sandbox for running AI agents in enterprise environments. Jensen Huang was actually at Adobe Summit for a fireside chat with Adobe's CEO Shantanu Narayen. The use case is creative and marketing AI agents that can generate content at scale while staying within brand governance guardrails.
Interesting that both of those NVIDIA stories are application layer and ecosystem plays rather than hardware announcements. The GPU silicon war is increasingly being fought in software and developer tooling.
which is exactly why the FlyDSL Nightly Wheel story matters more than it might appear on the surface. AMD isn't just competing on GPU specifications. They're building the developer infrastructure that makes AMD GPUs the natural choice for the next generation of kernel developers. Every time AMD makes it easier to write and deploy custom kernels on ROCm, that's a point in their favor in the long-term ecosystem competition.
There was also a semi-analysis piece out today on the true total cost of GPU clusters, worth a mention?
Definitely worth flagging. Semi-analysis released their GPU cluster TCO calculator methodology, and the central insight is that focusing on price per GPU hour is misleading. When you factor in downtime, setup time, debugging overhead, storage costs, networking charges, and support premiums, two clusters with identical headline pricing can have dramatically different real-world costs. They're quantifying something that experienced operators have known qualitatively for years. Cluster quality and reliability have real dollar values attached to them.
And that framework has direct implications for AMD's Instinct GPU positioning in cloud and HPC markets.
It does. AMD's competitive play in the data center isn't just on silicon price, it's increasingly on total ecosystem value. If ROCm tooling like FlyDSL makes AMD clusters more productive for custom kernel workloads, that improves the goodput metric that semi-analysis is talking about. Less time debugging platform-specific issues means more useful work per dollar.
So tying it all together, today's FlyDSL Nightly Wheel announcement is a concrete step in AMD's longer game of making ROCm a first-class software platform.
That's exactly the right framing. The technical details, Python 3.12 and 3.13 support, hardware-validated CI/CD, clean installation via UV, are all real improvements that reduce friction for developers today. But the strategic significance is that AMD is demonstrating the discipline to invest consistently in developer tooling, which is ultimately what builds ecosystem loyalty.
If you want to try FlyDSL yourself, the getting started command is a single UV pip install pointed at AMD's nightly index for GFX 942 and GFX 950 targets. We'll have the link in the show notes. Looking ahead, keep an eye on FlyDSL's PyTorch integration roadmap. If AMD can make custom ROCm kernels as easy to integrate into training loops as CUDA extensions, that's a genuinely significant shift in the competitive landscape. We'll be watching closely.